Oh boy. Well, I guess it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the dubious goals committee. And boy, I had some all kinds of weird problems today, so I'm getting sort of a late start. And my classical music channel is still on TV, and it's playing me some Johann Strauss, the Wine, Women, and Song Waltz. Wine, Women, and Song. That was the original version of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, in case you were wondering. Oh, yeah. So, what am I doing? Why am I getting such a late start? For some reason, I managed to go to bed at some kind of reasonable hour last night, but then I woke up at like 10:30 this morning, and I thought, oh, I'm going to roll over and sleep another half an hour. I'll get up at 11. I'll have a nice productive day. Did I get up at 11? No. For somehow, I slept 2.5 hours, not two, or not half an hour, and now I'm getting a late start. Plus, I woke up cold. And, well, that was fun. And the first thing I did was I jumped up and I looked out the windows and I discovered that it is not actually raining. And I got really excited thinking that, oh, yeah, we could go to Herrenhaven or something today and look for some dudes and do some stuff. But no. I went outside just to sort of check the weather, and although it is not raining, it's still overcast. It's rather cool, less than 50 degrees Celsius. I mean, obviously it's less than 50 degrees Celsius. It is also less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit, which is slightly more significant. Which isn't too bad. Which is weather we could go out, you know, wear long sleeves and long pants, and it would be fine. But no, it is so windy that tree branches are swaying. It is super windy. And I'm just even more worried about that tree in my backyard. The one that was supposed to be taken out by the tree guys who didn't show up the first time, had to postpone a month. And then they didn't show up the second time, and they had to postpone for 6 weeks. Will they show up the third time in the middle of November, or will they forget all about it? Who knows? Guess we'll find out. I need to drink some tea here. Oh yeah. Good tea, kids. Oh yeah. That's the stuff. That is what I needed. Johann Strauss with his Wine, Women, and Song Waltz is still going here. Alright, so what is today? Oh, I think it's a Wednesday. Oh, and there goes the kitty. Zip. Yeah, so there's no football today, but we need to check the we need to check the TV schedule here, because what if I miss something critical? Don't want to miss anything critical. So the first thing we do is we go up here to these channels and we check to see if there's any Godzilla movies. Because let's get our priorities straight. No Godzilla movies on today. That's not so great. What else do we got? What else do we need to check? Oh yeah, we need to check channel 84. And doesn't look like there's much of anything. Although, you know what I'm remembering now? I think Sense and Sensibility was on last night and I missed it. Is it on today? No. All right, what do we got? Okay. What am I doing? I don't even know. My brain has stopped functioning momentarily. That's okay. I'm having a weird day already. First I got up late, and then my power went out briefly, and it messed up my computer, my Raspberry Pi. And so I had to deal with all that and get that restarted up and blah, blah, blah. Oh, look what's on TCM this afternoon. Dr. Zhivago. And that starts in like 1.5 hours. That's great. Will I watch it? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. There's something about Julie Christie that kind of bothers me. But everybody else is great. And we get to listen to some balalaika music. So that's fun. A balalaika is a musical instrument. It's smallish, although they do come in lots of sizes. Generally speaking, they have three strings or three courses of strings. My parents have a balalaika. It really needs to be restrung. It's got cruddy strings on it that are super old. And it's one of those that's double raced, double coursed. It has six strings. So it makes a cool sound, kind of like my bouzouki. Then what else is on TCMO? Lots of cheesy Dracula movies. A lot of Christopher Lee as Dracula. So these are those English films made by, what's the name of that company? I can't remember. Yeah, it's like Christopher Lee night on TCM. Because, it's Halloween. Or at least it's the month of Halloween, so every channel has to play all their scary movies. And if you get that Count Floyd reference, you're my hero. Wait, here's a Bundesliga game. Oh, this is a rerun from earlier in the week. Munich versus Mönchengladbach. Die Fohlen. And what else do we got on today? Yo, it doesn't look like much of anything. And that's good. Do you want to know why that's good? That's good because now I don't have to watch TV. I can watch YouTube all day. I watched a lot of YouTube last night. Watched a lot of gaming. And when I say gaming, I don't mean gambling. I mean all kinds of like traditional folk games. So I watched a lot of Carom, and I watched that got me on to Crokinole. So I watched a lot of Crokinole, and that got me on to something else, which got me on to bar billiards. And I started watching bar billiards, and I kind of watched as much as I could find. And I love bar billiards. I've heard of it, I've read about it, and I've seen pictures of these types of tables, but I've never actually seen it played. So I watched, oh, good hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours of guys playing bar billiards. And this is a very interesting game that, unless you're from England, you've probably never heard of. Bar billiards is this funny little game where it's basically a pool or a billiards-style game, but it's played on a rather small table, maybe 3 feet by 6. And there's no pockets in the corners. The pockets are actually holes in the floor of the table, so to speak, on the top of the table. And there's, what, 8 or 9 holes? They all have point values. And basically, you're trying to knock balls into these holes to get these points. Basically, playing billiards rules, you have to hit the ball, the target ball, for the points, for the stroke to count. And then to make things worse, there's three little pegs sitting up on the table, skittles. And if one of the pegs is black and two of them are white, if you knock over one of the white ones, you lose all the points you have accrued for that turn. If you knock over the black one, you lose all your points that you've earned during the game. So, not only is it a turn-taking points game, it is also timed. This is a timed game, and this is the interesting part, and why it's called bar billiards. It's not called bar billiards because it's in a bar. They don't have bars in England, they have pubs. The word bar in bar billiards refers to a bar that comes down after the time has run out in the game, It comes down inside the pool table to block the balls from coming back out, hence stopping the play. So basically, to play the game, you put a coin, usually like a 1 pound coin, into a slot, and that starts a timer. And you pull a lever, and that starts a timer, and it lifts the bar that lets the balls roll down for you to access. And then about 15 minutes later, that bar drops back down, blocks the balls from coming back out, game over. And so I watched a bunch of that. Then I watched a bunch of other traditional English pub games, like Devil Amongst the Tailors, sometimes known as Skittles in America, or Table Skittles. But there's another game called Skittles, which I actually watched a short video of. But the guy who made the video was an idiot. He knew nothing about the game and was saying some entirely inaccurate and wrong things about it. He didn't know how old that game really is, and it was kind of embarrassing, but at least I actually got to see Skittles being played on a full-size Skittles table, not one of those little dinky ones that, you know, is about the size of a paper. That's another one of those games I've never played in my life, but I would love to. Skittles, Bar Billiards, all of these games. Devil Amongst the Tailors, never played any of these. I've run into them occasionally when I was a kid, but nobody ever wanted to play them. And this is because these games do take some coordination. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was much more coordinated. I had much more dexterity as a child than my peers. And so kids never wanted to play these games because they were bad at them. And when you're bad at a game, it tends not to be fun. But when I was watching these videos last night, I did learn where there's a pub in Hackney that does have a bar billiards table. And bar billiards was really popular, you know, 80 years ago. But it has grown, you know, it has grown into obscurity, and there are very few tables left. And there's still one company that makes these tables, but, you know, trying to find one and play the game is apparently pretty difficult, but now I know where to go. I might have to go to England just to play this game. Oh, good tea. I do love games. Oh, what else did I watch? I saw a whole bunch of other cool stuff. I saw some guys playing Ring the Bull. All kinds of stuff. Very excited about it. Uh-oh. Is Pippa going to go crazy? Is she going to start wigging out? She attacked her favorite plastic bag. I have this little yellow plastic bag. It's about half the size of your regular, you know, grocery store plastic bag. And she loves that bag for some reason. She just starts freaking out on it sometimes. Oh, Pippa, what are you doing? I see you getting up to some weirdness over here. What are you doing? Been good, baby? Yeah, that's a good baby. Yeah, so anyway. Like I said, I was watching games, and I did watch Crokinole. And I knew about Crokinole. You gotta understand, I do a lot of reading about games. And when I say a lot of reading, I mean extensive amounts. I mean, it's half of what I read. And so I'm familiar with all these weird old folk games from around the world. But that doesn't mean I've ever seen them played or I've played them myself. And I would love to play Crokinole, or I would love to play Karam, whatever you want to call it. Can you hear that? Pippa's going crazy on the bag there, and as soon as I said her name, she ran running out of the room. That's funny. Kitties are so crazy. So yeah, now I want a Crokinole board. I want to play that. And here comes Zippy Kitty. The cat is now terrassing around in here. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Super crazy, baby. And as much as I'd love to play all these games, or as much as I'd like to own all these games, I wouldn't have anybody to play with. I need to find... What there needs to be in this town is some kind of club that plays traditional games. Like Crokinole and weird stuff like that. And then we would all get together and play them. There are some game clubs, but these are real lowbrow game clubs. Because for somehow, in the last few years, game night has become popular. And so people start these board gaming clubs, and it's inane. Why would adults want to sit around and play a game like Sorry, or Candyland, or Monopoly? Monopoly is the worst offender. It's not a good game. It doesn't work well. It takes way too long to play. In the history of my life, I've only finished a Monopoly game, I think, once. Out of all the times, and everybody, when I was a kid, oh, let's play Monopoly, it's the greatest game. No, it's not. You can only play like 3 turns before everybody has to go home. And the other worst part of Monopoly is that nobody knows how to play. Nobody has read the rules. Everybody just plays this weird version that's been handed down to them by somebody else with all these made-up rules. Like, if you roll doubles 3 times, you go to jail. And if you land on free parking, you get all the money in the middle. And all these other rules that don't exist. Nobody knows how to play this game. It's so stupid. And there are game clubs like this. Well, let's all get together and play games. Now, I can understand this if you're a family. If you have a family of 4, yeah, have game night and play these inane, boring games like Sorry. You know, if you're going to play a game like that, at least play a pure one. Like, play Parcheesi, you know, or teach your kids backgammon. Or learn a good game. No, let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos. No, let's don't. So, yeah. You know, ideally, I would want some kind of classic wargaming club so I could actually have something to do, but... Board games are so stupid. They're for children. And they're so boring for adults, but no. Everybody I know people in clubs, they meet at the library, they meet at bars, they meet in coffee houses to play board games. Like, seriously? That's the best you can do? Because why do people want to play these games? Because they're idiots. They're stupid. They have no skill. They have no coordination. They have no dexterity. And so the only way they can have fun playing a game is to play a game that is random, that has a random result. Oh, maybe I'll win because I don't have to rely on my own skill. And that's the problem with the games I like to play. They tend to be skill-oriented games. Crokinole, Karam, darts, pool games. These are all games that require skill on the part of the user. And that's why these clubs don't exist, because, you know, how many people can play these games? You know, like 0.1%? Right. Oh, that means in this town there's what? How many people who can do this? Oh, good tea. All right, so anyway. Yeah, I love games, but I could never play them because, well, I'm old and I don't have any friends. Or at least all the friends that I do have, they're busy with their families. And their families are dumb. Oh, people wonder why I'm bored all the time. Well, this is why. Oh my god. If I could play any game right now, what would it be? What would it be? Jeez, I could think of like 100 different things. And of course, right now, fresh in my mind is Crokinole. I would play that. Or Shove Hey Penny. That's something else I watched. I watched people playing Shove a Penny. And that's something I thought about, I don't know, a couple of years ago. I thought, well, maybe I should make up my own game. And I want it to be a disc sliding game like Karam or Crokinole. Maybe I could make a little table. I've got a hole saw. I've got a couple pieces of lumber. Just need to drill some holes in a board, and we can start sliding coins and stuff around on it. And that would be fun. Maybe I'll make up my own game and somehow invent some solo rules so it can be played by one person and one person only. It there. What was I even trying to do? I don't know. This is hurting my shoulder. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much cigar box guitar out of me for a while. That's starting to bother my shoulder. Huh, that's not good. So we're not going to do that right now. But maybe we'll talk about some other stuff. I got onto YouTube last night, or yesterday, late afternoon, I don't remember when, and I watched a guy play a chord zither, and that was cool. I was really just sort of thinking, I want to watch some, like, not concert zither, but I want to watch, you know, the German zither with the fretboard on it. I forget what that's called right now. You know, the Anton Karas, the third man style zither, because I was thinking, yeah, I want to see if somebody in the modern era can actually play the third man. And of course, I plug in zither to YouTube and it comes up, and there's a whole bunch of stuff, but yeah, sure enough, the 10th or 12th selection suggested to me was in fact somebody playing the third man. But there were other videos, other zither videos. You know, zither is a real generic word. It does not refer to one specific instrument. It refers to a very, very large family of various different instruments from around the world. And when I was looking this stuff up, and since I only put in zither, I got just about every kind of zither video there is out there. And I got interested in some of the more obscure stuff that you don't see every day. Not that everyone sees a zither every day, but I almost do. A lot of zithers in my life. I don't even want to talk about it. And so, what did I see? I saw concert zithers. I saw chord zithers. I saw all kinds of zithers. But I've never actually seen anybody play a chord zither. And I was like, wow, I can't believe it. And here's this guy, this French guy. He's got this old, well over 100-year-old German six-chord zither. And I was like, wow. And he gets in there and he starts doing, what was he playing? He was playing some Vivaldi. I was like, dude, that is cool. That is cool. My parents have a couple of antique chord zithers at their house, but I was always told that they weren't playable. But I don't know, some of them are kind of okay, and here's a guy playing a 130-year-old zither, and it's just fine. Zithers come apart, and they're under a lot of strain. They take a lot of stress, and they come apart eventually. Oh, good tea. But I always thought they were cool. I've always wanted to play one. So I've seen these types of instruments. I'm very familiar with them. But I've never seen anybody play one. And I watched this guy play one for about, geez, like 45 minutes. And that was cool. I was like, wow, dude. And he had a whole bunch of videos. And he collects old zithers. And so he's got all these weird ones. And I was like, just totally suckered into watching that guy. Then I watched another guy, some old guy up in Vancouver. He had a concert zither, and he was just killing it. And I was just like, wow, dude. And I watched him do like three or four songs. I'm like, come on, do Third Man. You know you want to do Third Man. There isn't anybody who owns one of these types of zithers who doesn't learn to play the Third Man theme, the Harry Lime theme from the Third Man, the Orson Welles movie that I'm always talking about. You should watch the Third Man, listen to the music, blah, blah, blah. So I'm listening to this guy do this, and of course, comes to the last song, and ting, 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 ting. He starts doing Harry Lime. He starts doing the Third Man. And I was like, all right, dude. So, if you're one of those people who likes to get in a bon mot, if you're one of those people who likes to, who just likes to be the weird guy, if you're the type of person who stands up in the back of a bar and screams, play some Skynyrd at some band who obviously cannot play any Lynyrd Skynyrd, then what you need to know is that every time you see anybody playing a zither, you need to go up to him. Instead of saying, play some Skynyrd, you got to say, hey, play Third Man. Hey, dude, do Third Man. Dude, give us some Harry Lime from the Third Man. And that's the equivalent. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, where will I ever, ever see anybody playing one of these? Well, you never know. If you live somewhere with a considerable German diaspora, you will come across these people. Try your local beer festivals. Try your local German restaurants. This guy said that he plays in a winery every month for wine tastings and stuff. So, I don't know, check your winery. If you have a German population in your town, look around. You will find somebody. You will eventually be at some German theme event, and you will see somebody playing this, and you can shout, hey, do Third Man. What's going on in there? We're too late. Yep. The kitty was doing some kitty poops in the kitty poop box, and I was going to try to record the kitty making kitty noises because it's so funny. Not today. Not today. So if you're bored, what you need to do is you need to type the Third Man into YouTube and listen to people play their zithers. Or if you know German, what is it? Der Dritte Mann? I don't know cardinal numbers in German. I don't even know ordinal numbers in German other than 1, 2, 3. Isn't that right, stinky cat? Oh, I can smell it. I can smell it. That's a good baby. Now it is time for me to scoop the poop. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Poop Scooping Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio, which may or may not be working. You might not even be hearing this, but I digress. I gotta get out of here. I need to go eat, drink some more tea, and scoop the poop.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.